All right, Brian, where are you? You're hiding here somewhere. There you are. I made him come forward this morning because today is about you. And today is not about you. You see, in Corinthians, we hear Paul saying, for anyone who is in Christ, there is a new creation. There is a new creation. God is doing something new. Can you not perceive it? Says Scripture. Something new. Now, in this congregation, there are many new things that are happening. And every time we come to a time of change, I got to tell you, there is this desire that happens inside of us where we want to cling to the old. We want to hang on to what was. And we get so tight in hanging on to what was, that we can't release and enjoy the moment of what is. Because you see, what is a new creation. A new creation. Now, it doesn't come out of a void. There are folks who preceded us. All the way back to the 1950s when this church was built, all the way back to millennia when Jesus walked the earth, all the way back to the creation. We have predecessors. But my gosh, Brian, have we had a musical Babel. Your work and your efforts in this congregation have helped us to find ways to worship. You've given us the words, and you've given us the tune, and you've given us a way for our hearts to sing. And you've done that week in and week out. What we celebrate here in the church is what's called liturgy. Liturgy. Some people think liturgy is the order of worship. Well, that's a little bit of it. But what liturgy really is, it comes from liturgia, which comes from the Latin to mean the work of the people. It's the work of the people. It's not so much the work of the leaders. It's the work of the people. Now, Brian has guided our worship for lo these 9 years. And I have to tell you, he has done it in sterling and beautiful fashion. I kidded him that I think we're on mind meld, because when I come in, noticed this particularly in the first service, because it's the first time I'm going through it for the Sunday, that when I'm working in a particular direction with the text, even if I haven't told them what I'm doing, the words are up on the screen and we're singing. It has been marvelous because Brian has a sense of the motion of the Spirit. And it moves within us and it moves within our congregation. And that work of bringing our spirits along with us is a great gift. But there's something else that Brian has done in these 9 years. And that is that he has done it successfully without calling attention to himself as a performer. You see, it's not a performance. We aren't performers on a stage when we lead worship. Oh, we're performing for an audience, but that audience is God. We who lead worship help to guide the conversation, but the real conversation is with God. And I have to say, in my 40 years of ordained ministry, my anniversary comes up this June, I have never worked with a more in-tune musician than I have with Brian over these past couple months. His ability to capture the essence of the Spirit and to cast it forth so that all of us can connect with it is uncanny. And so wherever you go, Brian, I suspect that that call within you will continue. Now, I know you're moving because your wife has gotten a job, and we're only going to be mad at her for a little while. And that you, for some reason, didn't want to commute from Gilbert. I don't understand that at all. But you're going with our blessings and with our thanks because you have built a foundation upon which we can find a new creation in this church. And we thank you for that. And we live with that. And we grow with that. Now, I really can only speak from my couple months of knowing you. And there are people here who have known you far longer. So I want to share this sermon time with others. And I think, Ann, you had something you were willing to share. Others of you may want to think about what you might want to say when I bring the microphone to you.
Pastor Kurt has asked me to say a few words from the perspective of the choir. Singing under Brian for 9 years has been a real blessing to me personally. I think to the other choir members too. He is unfailingly optimistic and hopeful and encouraging to the choir members. We are a small but dedicated group. We're not a big choir with soloists and six different parts, but we come every Thursday night because coming to choir, to Brian's rehearsal, is a joy and a blessing to all of us. Even though some days he's been in school and had a terrible time with his students, he always treats us with good nature and good humor. We don't always get the more difficult parts, and when we don't get it, he will go back over and over and over, never making us feel ashamed or embarrassed, but he wants to get it right. And 9 times out of 10, I think we do on Sunday mornings. You hear us. And even though we're a small group, we present the messages of the music that Brian has chosen. And the choice of music for the choir, the hymns, like Pastor Kurt said, is always an additional blessing and thing that makes us feel that we have truly been in worship. We know that wherever Brian goes, that he'll take with him his calm presence, but his good humor and his wonderful voice. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good response. I think applause is in order. Others that wish to say anything? Or did she pretty well say it for you? They pretty well said it. How about others of you? How have you been impacted by Brian's music? Well, we had quite a number of band members who said some of the same kinds of things that you're hearing this morning. But I know Dave has something that he wants to share.
So being a tenor, and Brian is a tenor, a bass, a soprano, and an alto, it's quite intimidating to sing with Brian. But we really appreciate the learning that we've had, the learning opportunities, and how to shape the hymns and to make the hymns sound much better than they've written on paper. And I think I've learned a lot of music. I'm not a particularly good vocalist, but I've tried, and I'm one of those guys who hangs in there week after week, and I've enjoyed it, Brian. Thank you.
Anyone else have any comments you wish to share? Then we have something more than a comment to share.
That wasn't the right thing to do, maybe. Brian, can you come up here? And we'll... Kieran, Caden, and Natalie, stand up so everybody knows who you really are. They're going to be fully as large as their dad. 6th and 8th grade. So, Brian, the congregation wants to give its thanks to you and send you on your way. As Kurt would say, we wish you fair winds and following seas. When he gets on his sailboat, he'll think about that. The congregation has seen fit to prepare a gift for you, and so I give you this check for $1,700, and we wish you the very best, and thank you all members of the congregation who help make this possible.
Wow, thank you so much. It's very unnecessary, but very appreciated. I wasn't prepared to say anything this morning, and Kurt asked me to say something in the first service, and so I'll try again now. These past 9 years have been quite a journey, quite an adventure. I've seen a number of ministers. I've seen a number of participants in choir and band, and it's all been really nice. And what I wanted to share, I think, the thing that I can leave you with is this. Ever since I started this job, people... friends, coworkers, former colleagues would ask me how the job is. And it's, while it's great to do the music part, obviously that's what my degrees are in, and I love singing and directing and playing and all that stuff. But it's always been about the people. The people of this church.
Excuse me.
The people of this church have always been so welcoming, so kind, just so loving and appreciative and supportive. And I want you to know that I appreciate all of that. I'm going to try to sing a song. We'll see how it goes. I thought it was a good idea to do a farewell parting song, but now I realize I might break down a little bit. But I'm going to get my guitar set up, and then I'll give you my farewell song. Your eyes, they tie me down so hard. I'll never learn to put up a guard. So keep my love, my candle bright. Learn me hard, oh, learn me right. This ain't no sham. I am what I am. Though I may speak some tongue of old, or even spit out some holy word, I have no strength from which to speak. When you sit me down and you see I'm weak, We will run and scream. You will dance with me. They'll fulfill our dreams and we'll be free. And we will be who we are, and they'll heal our scars. Sadness will be far away. So as we walked through fields of green, and was the fairest sun I had ever seen, and I was broke, I was on my knees, and you said yes as I said please, and this ain't no sham. I am what I am. I'll leave no time for a cynic's mind. We will run and scream. You will dance with me. Fulfill our dreams and we'll be free. And we will be who we are, and they'll heal our scars. Sadness will be far away. Well, do not let my fickle flesh go to waste, as it keeps my heart and soul in its place. And I will love with urgency, but not with haste.